This is the News at 5 on WRKC Wilkes-Barre.
Good evening. This is the WRKC News at 5. I'm Program Director John Flynn. Thank you for joining us. Tonight's top stories are about yesterday's blood drive on campus and the start of yoga classes on campus for the semester. We will also get a Kings sports update as well as this weekend's weather outlook. One of the missions of blood drives sponsored by the American Red Cross is to provide blood for patients in need. In fact, the Red Cross says that about 36,000 units of red blood cells are needed every day in the United States. King's College hosted a blood drive with the Red Cross on campus Thursday, and station manager Katie Pugh attended the event.
The King's College Blood Council and the American Red Cross hosted their winter blood drive yesterday. Students, staff, and members of the community were able to donate blood in a time of year when supplies are typically dried up. Red Cross Blood Service Manager Jacqueline Durkle discussed how King's helps this need.
We come to King's several times a year, and it's really a large blood drive. Very enthusiastic students, great participation. Each blood drive saves hundreds of patients. It helps with each blood drive, so very, very strong. Strong and popular drive here in Wilkes-Barre. Right now, the need is critical for all blood types. The most critical are O negs. An O neg can be transfused to any blood donor when you're in a crisis or emergency situation. I'm sorry.
That's fine.
But the need right now, we have gone to critical this week because of naturally in winter, flu seasons, donations do drop, but the need increases. So we have been reaching out. We have reached out. Everyone here has been wonderful in helping us get the word out about the blood drive. And that need does continue for critical for anyone to come in that can donate right now that feels well and can safely do so.
There are other ways to help, according to Durkle, for people afraid of needles or deferred from donating.
What they can do is really help us. Social media is very prevalent, getting the word out on their Facebook, on their Twitter, asking a friend. The way that we find that we do get most donors is peer-to-peer.
Okay.
And asking, that ask is really what drives people. Most donors say they were never personally asked. So it's reaching out to family, friend. If you can't donate, we ask you to recruit someone that can.
Francesco Pesci, a sophomore education major, is a member of the King's Blood Council. He explained what his role in the drive is.
So Blood Council is, as far as I'm concerned, I've only been involved with about 4 blood drives now, a council where all majors are welcome to come and participate and help and aid students that end up donating blood and then usually escorting them back to the table, allowing them to unwind, settle down, and wait there until they feel better, until they think they're ready to depart. And of course there are other positions, but normally we try to recruit as many people as possible for the actual day itself to make sure that we have not only people during the day to escort people, but afterwards we have to clean up as well.
Pesky also explained why he's a member of the council.
Well, I think as a 21st century child, I certainly have an awareness of the goodness that emerging medical technology can do. And as a result, I think donating blood has always been a very important action to engage in, only because it helps so many that might need blood, or those who are in traumatic incidents or whatnot, or not, you know, other incidents in which you might need blood donations, are certainly going to need that, and it's very helpful that we can go along and do that every year. We do, 3 blood drives a year, I'm pretty sure, and we usually end up coming off pretty well in terms of numbers. Well, believe it or not, the reason why I'm in Blood Council and helping is because I myself am unsure about donating blood. I have my own cardiac-related issues, and as a result, speaking with cardiologists, sometimes donating blood is something that I should be wary of. And so as a result, if I can't donate blood, I figured I might as well help people in the process.
Des Margani, a junior education major, donated for the first time on Thursday.
I have a phobia of needles, so I really wanted to get over that. And just donating overall is a really good thing to do, and you can save a lot of lives doing it. I was nervous because it was my first time donating, but everybody here was really great and made it a really smooth process. It was a faster process than I thought it was going to be. But.
For the WRKC News at 5, I'm station manager Katie Pugh.
And the Red Cross announced earlier today that 81 productive units of blood were produced at the blood drive yesterday, and the next blood drive on campus is scheduled for Thursday, April the 12th. The practice of yoga stretches perhaps all the way back to ancient India 4,000 years ago. It serves today as a spiritual exercise that spans the globe. King Sr. Caroline Jones held yoga classes at the Scanlon Gymnasium twice a week last semester and is doing so again for the spring. WRKC's Nicole Siprich reports tonight on what yoga means both spiritually and physically.
As classes begin again for the 2018 spring semester, so do all the clubs, sports, and activities that King sponsors. On campus, there are numerous activities to get involved with and ultimately have fun in the process. One activity that is growing in popularity here at King's is yoga. The classes are led by yoga-certified King Sr. Caroline Jones, and she started holding classes twice a week this past fall semester that garnered high attendance rates and good reviews. I caught up with Caroline to ask her about her classes and what to expect this semester.
There's actually 100 different forms of yoga, and my classes are for all levels, from beginners to advanced, so anyone could come in to any of them, whether you've had no experience or whether you're very experienced.
Caroline holds the class multiple times a week in order to make it more accessible to attend.
They are held in the aerobics room in the gym on Mondays and Thursdays at 7 p.m.
When asked how she runs her class, Caroline had this to say.
I like to change it up every week with different poses and always keeping it interesting. For every pose, I also give challenges and modifications for them. That way, everyone could, you know, be feeling comfortable in the class.
Caroline took it upon herself to get certified for yoga in order to teach classes at King's due to the lack of available classes.
I had started practicing yoga about 5 years ago, and I loved it, and I found it was a really good way for a great workout and building strength and balance and flexibility, but it also kept me calm and less stressed, and that's so important for college students. And so when there was no yoga classes that were being held last year, I wanted to get my certification so that I'd be able to teach and share that with other college students.
Junior mass communication student Carrie Carbaugh feels that having yoga classes offered on campus is valuable and easy to work into her busy schedule.
I think having yoga on the campus is nice because I like to work out and go to the gym, but yoga is something different, and I can plan it in my schedule. I can plan Monday nights at 7 to keep my schedule free, so I can go to yoga and then plan other times to go to the gym.
Caroline finds that yoga can serve as an outlet to the students, especially to combat stress.
I think that definitely makes them a lot more relaxed, and every time I hear someone enjoying my class or coming back, it really makes me happy and makes me feel like I'm doing something helpful for them.
For her closing remarks, Caroline kept it short.
Come to yoga class, whether you've never done it or not, I think you'll enjoy it.
Reporting for WRKC News at 5, this is Nicole Siprich.
Coming up next, we will have a Monarch Sports update and the 48-hour weather forecast.
Did you know that teens who volunteer are happier, less stressed, and more connected to others? According to a study of 1,200 teenagers by the Prudential Spirit of Community Awards, students who volunteered not only had these strong feelings about volunteering, but they also had a more positive perception of themselves when it came to leadership, dependability, and independence.
Volunteering not only can affect a community or a person, it can change the world.
If you would like to learn more, visit spirit.prudential.com.
Hey, this is Water's Edge. You're listening to 88.5 WRKC.
The News at 5 continues on 88.5 WRKC, Wilkes-Barre.
This is your sports director, Dan Stokes, with your Monarch Sports Update. The King's College men's basketball team suffered a 103-78 defeat at the hands of MAC Freedom Conference rival DeSales University. Lenny Radziak scored 17 points in 16 minutes of action off the bench. Connor Calais was limited, only scoring 14 points in the contest. However, he was a perfect 7 of 7 from the free throw line. King's returns to the court this Saturday as they travel to Manhattanville College for a 3 p.m. MAC Freedom Conference matchup. The Monarchs have a 7-11 overall record with a 3-4 record in conference play. The women's basketball team defeated DeSales in a thrilling 55-50 game on Wednesday night. Alexis Stieber came up with the game-winning steal with 9 seconds left in the game. Stieber would lead the Lady Monarchs with 12 points. Olivia Hoffman added 8 points and 4 blocks in the contest. The Lady Monarchs return to the court on Saturday when they take on MAC Freedom Conference foe Manhattanville College at 1 p.m. The Lady Monarchs have a 10-8 overall record with a 5-2 record in conference play. The Kings King's College wrestling team was defeated by SUNY Oneonta yesterday. The Monarchs forfeited the first four weight classes to give the Red Dragons a 24-0 lead. Oneonta picked up three pins in one major decision to increase the advantage to 46-0. The Dragons then picked up their final 3 points of the night with a 10-3 major decision at the 197 weight class. Kings picked up 3 points at the 285-pound weight class when Ralph Bernardo picked up stalling warning points in the final minute to defeat Adam Grosbeck 4-3. Kings wrestling fell to 1-17 on the season. The Kings College indoor track and field team will be back in action this weekend when both teams compete in the John Covert Classic at Division I Lehigh University on Saturday. Three members of the women's team will also compete in the pentathlon at Widener University on Friday night. Now in the world of professional sports. In the NBA, Joel Embiid was named as an NBA All-Star for the first time. He will be a member of Stephen Curry's team. Embiid, Ben Simmons, and Dario Saric are playing in the Rising Stars game. The Sixers travel to San Antonio to take on the Spurs at 8:30 tonight. They have a 23-21 overall record, good enough for 7th in the Eastern Conference. Kristaps Porzingis was also named to his first All-Star team. The Knicks take on the Phoenix Suns tonight at 9 p.m. The Knicks have a 21-28 record on the season. In the NHL, the Philadelphia Flyers have jumped into Eastern Conference playoff contention after winning 8 of their last 10 games. The Flyers have 56 points on the season. The defending Stanley Cup champion Pittsburgh Penguins have 57 points on the season and sit in third place in the Metropolitan Division. This has been your Monarch Sports Update for the WRKC News at 5. I'm Sports Director Dan Stokes.
And now the weather. Tonight will be partly cloudy with a low of 28 degrees. Expect fair skies tomorrow with a high of 52, and Sunday will be partly cloudy with a high of 47. There is a major accident on North River Street near the Luzerne County Courthouse. The right lane going northbound is experiencing bumper-to-bumper traffic at this point. This is apparently a particularly dangerous situation, so be careful on the roads this evening. The Kings Jiu-Jitsu Club is meeting tomorrow at 2 p.m. in the wrestling room in the Scanlon Gymnasium. The class of 2018 is selling hoodies and crewnecks Monday from 10 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. in the campus activities office. Hoodies sell for $25 and crewnecks sell for $20, and Kings Cash is accepted. The Cheval Center is hosting a walking tour of Wilkes-Barre on Monday afternoon at 3:30, starting at King's on the Square. The 2-mile walk will delve into the social issues facing the city of Wilkes-Barre. And the Office of Career Planning is sponsoring a professional development seminar event Monday afternoon at 3:30 in the Lipo Room. The Office of the Comptroller of the Currency will be available to answer questions about job offerings. This has been the WRKC News at 5. I'm Program Director John Flynn. Have a wonderful and safe weekend, everybody.
This has been the News at 5 on WRKC, Radio Kings College, Wilkes-Barre.